With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, mental warriors. Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering procrastination and living a life of action and intention. Today we're tackling something that trips up even the most ambitious among us. Perfectionism. Ever felt like you were chained to an invisible standard, paralyzed by the fear of not being perfect enough? You know that feeling when you start a project, brimming with excitement, only to get bogged down in endless revisions and self-criticism? Let's be real. Perfectionism can feel like wearing a supervillain cape. It gives us this illusion of control, this grand plan where everything has to be flawless. But here's the kicker. That cape is actually a straitjacket, trapping us in a cycle of anxiety and self-doubt. We end up spending so much time striving for an impossible ideal that we miss out on the joy of simply doing and creating. So how do we break free from this perfectionist prison? How do we silence those inner critics and unleash our true potential? Here are five key takeaways to help you conquer your perfectionism and reclaim your power. First, recognize that perfection is a myth. It's an illusion, a boogeyman hiding in the shadows of our minds. There's no such thing as perfect, not in life, not in work, and certainly not in ourselves. Embrace the beauty of imperfection. Those cracks and flaws are what make us unique. They tell our story. Next, understand that your worth isn't tied to your achievements or outcomes. You are valuable simply because you exist. Your worthiness is inherent, not something earned through flawless execution. This shift in mindset can be a game changer. When we stop seeking external validation, we free ourselves to pursue what truly matters. Growth, learning, and authentic expression. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend struggling with a similar challenge. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone stumbles along the way. Instead of berating yourself for imperfections, offer words of encouragement and support. Remember, progress over perfection. Fourth, celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Acknowledge your accomplishments, even if they don't meet your initially lofty expectations. Celebrate those steps forward, those moments of growth. This practice builds confidence and reinforces a positive self-image, breaking down the shackles of self-doubt. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We are not meant to navigate this journey alone. Reach out to friends, family, mentors, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable support and guidance. Ever find yourself paralyzed by the fear of messing up? Maybe you've got that big presentation coming up, or perhaps you're starting a new project. That familiar voice in your head starts whispering doubts. What if I fail? What if it's not good enough? And suddenly, the blank page feels like an insurmountable mountain. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was invited to speak at this huge conference on overcoming procrastination. My stomach churned with nerves. I mean, talking in front of hundreds of people? That's a whole new level of pressure. I spent days meticulously crafting my speech, rehearsing every word, trying to make it absolutely perfect. But the more I obsessed over details, the more anxiety gnawed at me. The day arrived, and I was a mess. My voice trembled, my mind went blank, and I stumbled through my words. It wasn't a disaster, but it definitely wasn't the confident and captivating presentation I'd envisioned. Afterward, I felt crushed. I'd let perfectionism sabotage me again. But then, something shifted. I realized that the audience didn't care about flawless execution. They cared about the message, the insights I was sharing. They connected with my vulnerability, with my realness. So what does this mean for you? Embrace the messy middle. Don't let the pursuit of perfection paralyze you. Allow yourself to make mistakes, to stumble, to learn along the way. Remember, progress over perfection. Celebrate your efforts, big and small, and don't be afraid to show up authentically. The world needs your unique voice, your perspective, even with all its imperfections. Mental warriors, remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let perfectionism hold you back from living a life of purpose and passion. Take that first step, embrace the challenge, and conquer your fears. Go out there and make it happen. I'll catch you on the next episode with another dose of mental warfare wisdom. Until then, keep pushing forward, keep striving for greatness, and never, ever stop believing in yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.